We're three's us, there's three of us, we're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Three, two, one, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Three's Us Nation.
Wow, take off your clothes.
Don't do that. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024.
What a weird time.
And 2023 was an insane year for me. All over the place. Just high highs, low lows. And I hope you at home listening are happy to put 2023 in the books and move on to 2024.
Here's to a better year. 2024 is going to be filled with a major election, a leap year.
My resolution is to have a major election.
My resolution is to have a major erection.
One all
also,
year.
Happy belated birthday to Daniel. I know we didn't do that on the podcast.
That's right. Happy birthday, Daniel.
You're finally 18.
Daniel always makes no deal of his birthday, and I always feel bad about forgetting, but I also can't tell if that's what he wants. Also, like, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna be honest. I texted Daniel like maybe a week and a half ago, being like, "Hey man, I am so sorry. I'm like 20 days late in wishing you a happy birthday.
Still waiting for
super
your text,
late.
Mason.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Daniel. I'll text you right now.
Hey, it's not January at least.
I've never met anyone who suppresses like word of their birthday harder than Daniel.
I think just for the sake of making it easier on everybody, I'm just gonna put it on social media or something, because it just gets like awkward, you know.
Well, I mean, it's like it's this, not on you kinda. Though it's really truly not on you. Like, I think
you can do whatever you want, baby girl. It's your birthday that I forget.
I think also with us not using Facebook anywhere near as much, it's hard to like you know, because I'm starting to do it where I'll have like notifications in my like calendar on my phone of like people's birthdays, but I'm still not as active about it. Like, I think I've forgotten a good bit of people's birthdays this year, but
I also feel like we're past the, I mean, I don't interpret this like I'm speaking for Daniel, I guess, but
I don't
like
care anymore.
Like we're past the point where someone forgetting your birthday is like a slight on you as a person. I personally never felt that way. Like, every year people forget my birthday, and every year I think it's completely fine, but I can't speak for Daniel. Maybe I'm a bad friend. Anyway, it's the new year. Happy New Year 2024. Yeah, new year, new game. That's what I say.
But before the game, Mason, that's okay. I appreciate your fervor. I was going to give a new year, new shout out to Quinn.
Shout out to Quinn.
First of the year.
Yeah. Pigeon viewing on Instagram.
Nice.
Also, by the way, I realized just now that a lot of our polls technically ended on New Year's Eve. Because remember how like there's like a duration set. I wish it could just be infinite. But
you have to set the duration for how long the polls open.
An end point of the poll. And I randomly just for like ones earlier this year was just like, how about New Year's Eve?
Sure.
Anyway.
You want to get your votes in, do it now.
Well, before this episode comes out.
Every week we shout out a lovely viewer, and this week it's Quinn/Pigeon something.
Pigeon viewing.
Quinn have to say?
Quinn says, "Hey y'all, y'all said in the Christmas episode to send in death threats." So they're just, but then they say, "I'm not going to do that because one, I'm too overly nice for that, and two, I'm not trying to get on an FBI watch list." LOL.
Come on, Quinn, get in the spirit.
But instead, I'm going to send y'all life threats, which I think is kind of cute. It still sounds like you're threatening someone's life.
I'll kill you.
Quinn says, "I hope y'all are doing well and are happy. And if you're not, I'm going to track you down myself and make sure you're doing well." Two angry face emojis.
Nice.
And then parentheses, JK LOL, but for real, I hope y'all are doing good. Thank you, Quinn.
Thanks so much, Quinn. That's one of the sweetest shout outs we've ever had.
I like life threats.
I completely believe you that you're far too nice for that.
Most people are.
I don't recall asking for death threats from Christmas, but I feel like it was me who would have said it though.
I think it was you.
What's funny is that this is the last episode that came out. I'm just trying to remember what the context was for us receiving death threats.
Do you remember the game we played where like we had to guess who said something based on what it was? I feel like make sure you send us some death threats is absolutely something I would say, but my first thought was, what the fuck, who would say that?
Speaking of, too, so this is the New Year's episode, but this is also episode 198. Okay. And we're like a couple episodes away from 200. On 200, I'm thinking of probably doing another one of the games where I go back and make you guys relive some of your things out of context.
I love that.
My coin phrase, I'm Hitlermon. Oh, I'm Hitler. We all claimed it too. If you guys remember, I'm the one who said it, but Daniel thought he said it and Mason thought he said it. And in reality, I said it and I was like, it was me. And we were like, wait a minute. We all claimed Hitlermon as our own.
It's also pretty poetic that because it follows the I'm Spartacus.
Exactly.
I'm Hitlermon. I'm Hitlermon.
And everyone else is like, I'm not Hitlermon.
Yep,
just
definitely
the three
not me.
Of us. Anyway, Mason.
New year, new game. I invented a game. It's really stupid.
Cool. It's the best ones.
I love it already.
Okay. It's called That's the Best.
Okay.
And
that's the best.
The way it works is that we're going to go in a rotation, and the rotation goes me, Danny, Daniel, me, Danny, Daniel.
Nice.
And we just take turns saying things and adding on. But like the way it gets started is that like I'm going to get us started by saying I like to do something or I love something.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what I say, you have to agree and agree that that's the best and just say what you love about it.
It's kind of like the did you know, like when we did the facts thing, you just kind of have to add something to it, even if you know it's disgusting.
And it's
also kind of like fortunately, unfortunately, but it's all fortunate.
Okay. So are you ready? We'll see how this goes.
Can we do a trial run?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's do an example run. What's something that's like kind of off-putting or like just
I like pissing on the toilet seat.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
You guys, I like to piss on the toilet seat.
Dude,
that's the best.
Pissing directly on the toilet seat.
It's the best,
you know?
Too, because obviously we all know that pee is warm, so you're just leaving it so that the next person is warm when they sit.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and also, urine is sterile, so you're actually cleaning the toilet seat for the next person.
right. Yeah, dude. I just get a rush from... No, we're keeping going.
I just
get a rush from, like, you know, doing things in my own way, you know, like it feels like a creative expression thing.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Everyone else pees into the toilet.
Every pee is different. It's like a snowflake, you know.
Exactly,
so like no one can piss on the toilet seat the same way.
Yeah,
so you're really like creating your own brand.
100%.
There, you know?
Yeah, and it's also the best because like usually when you just pee straight into the bowl, you can't see how thick your pee is, but if you pee on the seat.
Yeah, dude,
it's
the viscosity.
It's a lot easier to see, people, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. People really sleep on piss viscosity, you know? Like
viscosity.
There it is.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, cool. That was a great round. Yeah, so, Danny, what's something you love to do? What's something you love to do?
Oh, my gosh. I love booking the middle seat on planes.
Oh, that's the best.
That's the best, dude.
Yeah.
Because, I was going to say you have two armrests, but also the...
They all do. Well,
they all have two armrests. Yeah.
You can say that.
It's the best because there's pillows on each side, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I was going to say, dude, like, they're not just pillows, dude. They're, like, people you can, like, connect with and, like, kiss and, like, talk to and stuff.
And wait a minute. What was that second one?
What? Dude, it's great. It's great having two, like, buds on both sides, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And also, especially if you have the in-flight entertainment, you get to watch three screens at once.
Dude, that's the best.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best, dude.
That's freaking best.
And it seems that I guess people don't really do this as much as I do, but like whenever the food comes, it's just family style and you just
love placing three in-flight meal orders and then just like telling people to go in on whatever they want.
I was saying like you just eat other people's food.
It's a one directional family style.
I love it.
Yeah, they can have some of yours, but they can't have like the other person's because they're too far away.
And also I don't know about you guys, but I talk the entire flight to anyone who will listen, you know, and like it's really nice being equidistant from both your like row mates.
Oh yeah,
is what I call them. What do you like to do, Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel.
Oh,
what do you like
oh,
to do?
You know what the best is?
Yeah,
when you're taking out the trash and you open the lid and you like smell a little bit of it, but then like when you put it in and you close the lid, it just like really whoosh.
Oh yeah, dude, that's the best. That's the best, That's the best. I love the little like Costco sample of the trash smell you get at the start, you know, before like the main course.
Yeah. It's kind of like how, you know, how like we get really used to smelling our own farts. And we start to really love it.
You start to love it.
You start to love smelling your own trash too.
When you accidentally leave the lid open and then it was raining and so now there's a whole bunch of water in there.
This is outdoor bin.
That's the best, dude. That's the best. Really quick, in real life it is true that like the trash service that services my house won't replace our bin, even though the lid's basically gone at this point. Is part of my real life anyway, and that's the best.
Because
I love that, like, especially when it gets raided by like raccoons and stuff, like it's not only that
just
they're
so cute.
It's so cute. Also, it's like it's nice to contribute a little swampy like fucking cauldron of trash to that family of raccoons, you know.
You know, that's
you're giving back to the environment.
Nature's
healing.
What I love is, like, especially if you have a family and you have little kids, is that you can pretend like they're creating like Harry Potter potions with the garbage inside the trash can. I used to do that, actually, genuinely. I used to do that in like elementary school. We'd have like water bottles where we'd put like weird plants and shit inside, and we'd hide it in like one of the bathrooms and call it the Chamber of Secrets. Anyway, that's best.
Dude, that's the best. I hope you guys enjoyed That's the Best.
Yeah.
I really did.
Okay, good. Maybe we'll play it in the future.
I get like nervous. I have to think like two people ahead. I'm like, gosh, what's my next thing? But part of me is like, maybe it's just more fun if I don't give myself any runway. I just have to just go.
I also think next time we play it, it can be popcorn style. I realized the rotation wasn't as necessary as I thought it was. That's the best. That's the best.
You know what's kind of also the best is making resolutions that you actually stick to.
I was gonna propose that we make a variety of resolutions, like something you can control, something you cannot control, and then something that like you have virtually no way to guarantee that you'll do it or not.
Okay.
Maybe one that you just definitely won't do. Yeah. But it would be nice.
I think the discussion about resolutions is always interesting because it's tough, because like I do like the idea of obviously wanting to like make changes to things that you clearly struggle with. Mm-hmm. But obviously I think a lot of people will make like a resolution and then like straight up give up on it in like a week. Mm-hmm. They'll view New Year's as like the only time to start any sort of life resolution.
Yeah.
Lifestyle is fundamentally a difficult and like complex thing to change, because the reason you have your current lifestyle, well, there's a lot of reasons you have your current lifestyle.
Yeah, right.
And like, some of the reasons you have the habits you have is that on some level you believe they like serve you in some way or another, or like you can look forward to some benefit. And like, for example, like I'm conflicted because like weight loss and like diet and exercise is legitimately something I want to do and incorporate. And I've been on that level before, and I want to get back to it. But like, I feel like such a hack doing the most common New Year's resolution, but I also feel like it's common for a reason, you know?
I think if anything, it should be like comforting to know that you're not the only person who like has these thoughts and interests.
Right.
This is not a Mason only journey.
Right. It's not a Mason only problem. But the thing is, like, the reason I'm not the like at the level I want to be at is because like my current lifestyle, I find a lot of comfort in things that aren't conducive to that goal.
Right.
And like, if I just say I want to do it in my current frame of mind, it feels like I'm resolving to live an uncomfortable life.
Or like you're sacrificing something about your...
Life of like hard work and discipline, but not a life of comfort, which means like, as long as I have this mental approach, I'm totally going to relapse, you know? Yeah. I can make it maybe like, even if I really grit it out, I could maybe make it like a couple months of just like hard work. Never comfortable, whatever. Yeah. But like, eventually you're going to crave your comforts or whatever.
Right.
So it's more about like building the lifestyle incrementally, so you can feel like it's something you choose to do, and you're not sacrificing anything by choosing to do it.
Consistency is more important than intensity, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Because like, I remember when I was exercising the amount that I want to exercise, I started craving it as a piece of normalcy, which means I took comfort in the exercise itself.
Yeah.
And I feel like all of us, between the three of us, like, I feel like we all know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, at that point, it doesn't even feel like you're making a hard choice.
Yeah.
It doesn't even feel like you're resolving to do anything. Mm-hmm. And so I guess my resolution is to achieve a mindset where I can look forward to it in a way that doesn't feel sacrificial.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's very similar to how I view resolutions in general, because for instance, like, my last year's resolution was just become the person that I want to become, which is super vague, but I think that to me it's much more encouraging than like lose this many pounds or like gain this much money or like, very,
it feels so impersonal.
Yeah.
Cause like, it also makes me have to think about, like, who is the person that I want to become, you know? And also come to the realization that, like, that's not something that can be done in just a year. So,
right.
Like, at the very least, be on the path to be that person. And for this year, I think that my resolution is going to be look to the future, because I am very bad at planning for my future or thinking about events that are going to transpire in the future. And so I think I want to focus on focusing on it and, like, thinking about it and planning and, like, actually, you know, developing that side of myself more.
I'm trying to think of, like, I mean, a concrete one is, like, I genuinely want to put a lot more time and effort. And like, one of the things I want to do that's actually concrete is I'd like to write a song every single week. Regardless of how bad it is, you know, so at least I can say I wrote 52 songs in 2024. Mm-hmm. Cause I think a lot of times for me, what happens is that I'll have to worry about something like finances, and it'll take away from the time and effort I feel like I'm allowed to put towards music, which is something I clearly have, like, more of an interest in pursuing long-term. But now I'm also trying to think of Mason's, like, other prompts of, like, things we, like, straight up can't control.
Or, yeah, yeah.
Like, I was thinking more like something along the lines of Elon Musk somehow just becomes no longer a thing and everybody forgets about him.
Like, that has nothing to do with you, but, like, control. You'd love to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Trump goes to prison. I don't know. Or, like, the Dodgers win the World Series this year.
Yes, two similar things. Yeah.
Two very similar things. I hope Shohei Ohtani recently signs to the Dodgers for 10 years, $700 million.
That's a lot of money.
I hope that Shohei picks me out of the crowd and says, hey, come play catch with me.
Yeah. I love you, son.
In Japanese, and I understand it. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, a goal that I'm not really in control of that I still would love is obviously for Bad Atmosphere to be picked up for a season.
Heck yeah.
But, and so, like, you know, I'll do what I can to make that the most likely possible, but obviously I can't decide that that's going to happen or not.
I'd like my character in Bad Atmosphere to be recast by into Timothée Chalamet. Ooh. I don't know why.
It would be so unforgivable if we had Timothée Chalamet in, like, one of the
smallest roles,
one of the more, like, tangential roles.
You know? Like, everyone else stays the same. Like, it's John, Bree, Soren, and then we have Timothée Chalamet as, like, a tiny cameo.
Although I do feel like if we already did have a following, that would be a charming thing for pre-existing fans to enjoy.
He would be like, what the fuck? Like, why did they not utilize him?
He costs like $9 million to appear in things. Like, why is he doing this?
That'd be great.
Why are they spending this much money?
Yeah. This is all great stuff, though. I think
2024 is going to be a good year. I have a good feeling. I have a good feeling in my butt.
In my butt, Actually, I think it's just diarrhea. Or it's like, no, the good feeling is like a solid poop. Bad feeling's diarrhea. Oh,
that's the butt plug, Mason.
That's the butt plug speaking. The magic butt plug.
It vibrates. It's awesome.
Speaking of getting our brains vibrating together, I wanted us to get on the same...
Our brains are in our butt.
Yeah. Brains are in my butt. I want to play a game of Wavelengths. This is actually a new game. This is like a game that I love to play socially. It's fun if you just need to kind of, like, you know, pass the time or whatever. But I got it from TikTok. Mason, I don't know if you... Yeah, Wavelengths. It's like this idea. So basically, Daniel, you're going to learn two new games today, Daniel.
Yeah.
The second one is basically a group... It's like a guessing game where there's a person who is the guesser, and then the other two people would be the clue givers, right? Mm-hmm. And the clue givers would convene and decide on a number between 1 and 10.
It's like we're rating things on a scale of 1 to 10, but we've preloaded what number we're aiming for.
Yes, and then the clue giver...
I think I know. Okay.
Yeah, and then the guesser... So, Daniel, for example, if you were the guesser, you would give us categories for which we would then try and give you... Like, for example, if our number was 7, we'd try and give you a 7 out of 10 answer. Like, if you said fast food restaurants as the category...
We'd try to give you a 7 out of 10 fast food restaurant.
Yeah, and also it's subjective, and that's the beauty of it, is that, like, it's tough because we all have different opinions on these categories.
Yes.
Okay.
But we got to try to give answers to your category questions that will help you realize that the number is 7 out of 10.
We are all, like, kind of on the same team. It's just that two of us are in the know and the other person is not.
Yeah.
So if you guys,
is there any rules in terms of like when I get to guess or how, or when the guesser gets to guess or how many guesses they get?
So I was going to say how we typically do it. Usually it was more than three people. What we can do is I can give, like, for example, if I'm the guesser, I can give both of you two categories. Mm-hmm. And then, whenever you have the answers for those, you can tell me. And then after, I guess, four categories, I will make a guess.
Okay.
Or we could just do two, but that might be kind of hard.
I feel like the guesser should try to get it as soon as they can.
Yeah. Yeah. You can also outwardly say what your, where your process is. Okay. Cause then it helps the others maybe even try and narrow down where they're like, if I'm too low on my number, you guys can give me a slightly like more optimistic answer for one of them.
So say your thought process out loud, but like, don't submit like more than like a couple, like guesses.
Yeah. So, should I go first as the guesser then?
Danny's the first guesser, which means Daniel and I are the clue givers. Yeah. So Danny's going to like plug his ears and make sure he can't hear.
I was going to say, like, you guys, for the podcast as well, you can just say like, the number is four or whatever.
So Danny, take your earbuds out and then cover your eyes as well.
Oh, I cover my eyes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Take your ears. Mason will tap me.
Daniel, say the number.
Do you want to just do four because Danny said the number?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Great. Let's do it. Good.
Great. So Danny doesn't know this number and he can only like ask us to do like categories that we can give the secret number for.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do, okay. So, Daniel, I'll make this immediately relevant to the podcast. We do on the podcast.
Okay.
A 10 out of 10 thing we do on the podcast is like one of your favorite things to do.
Yeah. And a 1 out of 10 is your least favorite thing.
One of your least favorite things to do. Yeah. Oh, I hope that for this, you guys didn't give me a below 5 number because then it's just going to make Daniel have to think of some of the worst stuff we do on the podcast. Yeah.
Danny, what's my thing?
Mason, your first category would be... months of the year, like a month of the year.
Yeah.
All right. 10 out of 10 being the best month and 1 out of 10 being the worst
month.
Really
of the year. Hard. Yeah. You came really hard.
Sorry. I've played it enough.
More categories, please. Danny.
More categories. All right. Daniel, can you also give me, let's go easier with this one. Give me, just give me a movie. Any movie that, you know, is that rating out of 10, basically. Mm-hmm. And then Mason, give me, this is fun. Give me an instrument.
An instrument. Okay. Yeah.
Just in general, like how much you like it. Ooh, okay.
For movie, I choose Marvel Eternals.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm not mad.
Okay. So that means that this is definitely not like an 8, 9, or 10, because I know Mason likes Eternals and Daniel, I guess, doesn't as much. I'm going to say maybe we're still hovering around the 5 to 6 range, maybe.
So Danny, remind me what my first category was.
Your first category was, months of the year.
Okay. For months of the year, I'm going to say February.
Ooh, February. There's like not a lot happening besides Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day can be like a fairly negative holiday for single people. Also, February is shorter, and I don't know if that's like a negative. Probably. I'm thinking maybe more like a 4 then, in terms of, and also I don't know if Mason likes winter weather as much. Well, I know he doesn't like the summer, actually, so maybe winter is actually better for
Daniel,
Mason.
What's your next category?
It's things we do on the podcast, and it's so difficult.
Yours was instruments.
Okay, great.
Yeah, sorry, Daniel.
Submit your answer, and then I'll submit mine.
Okay, I'm just going to throw something out there. Okay. For me...
This is for you.
I'll say Gaston.
Oh.
Okay.
Just because of my performance in it, not the game itself.
Okay, yeah. So I'm thinking that this might actually be a little bit... I think this might be a 4 or maybe even a 3.
All right, my answer is...
So for instrument?
The piccolo flute.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, I think Mason's high answers, if this was like 8, 9, 10, it would be like guitar, trumpet, piano... saxophone maybe.
Do you know what my favorite like orchestra instrument is?
Cello.
Triangle.
Oh, that's right up there for sure. Yeah.
Triangle.
I really like the baritone range, so I like the euphonium.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Euphonium's
you guys fuck with euphoniums?
It's a little lower than like a French horn.
It's lower than a French horn.
Not a tuba.
It's like I think it's like just above a baritone horn.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's really
like
pretty
euphonium
tone.
Is like a great name for it just feels like the right name for the instrument.
So piccolo flute, it's very high. It's like one of the highest instruments. It's like cool when it has cool little melodies, but I do not think it's particularly sexy. I feel like range wise it's pretty, I don't know if it's limited, but it's not my favorite range.
So I think it's time to guess, Danny.
I'm gonna guess a 3.
It's a four. So that's close. Okay. That's close. That's close.
I mean, if you get within one, that's pretty good. But I think, okay, Eternals for Daniel was a four. Okay. Mason, you said February. Yeah, okay. I thought maybe it wasn't like the worst because I know that you do like colder weather because you hate being hot.
That's one good thing about February. I also like that it's four even weeks most years.
Yeah.
I also like Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yeah.
Everything else about it I don't like.
Okay.
And I think for a lot of people it's mostly just bad.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And then Daniel, yours was Gaston. That's fair. That's fair.
I'm just bad at Gaston. I wish I was better.
Dude, no one beats on your butt like Gaston. Okay, so who wants to go next then?
Can I go next? You guys want
to? Daniel, you all go right. Next.
This will be easy for literally take your headphones off.
Take your headphones off and cover your eyes, okay?
Well, how is he gonna know?
Send me a text message.
Well, actually, that's a good point. Don't cover your eyes.
Don't cover your eyes. We'll just talk.
Take your headphones out.
We'll just talk.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to go? So we did four.
Yeah. What do you want?
I kind of
want
to go. Let's go eight.
Eight.
Okay. All right, Daniel, we got it.
Oh. Okay. Danny, I want color.
Okay. Heck yeah.
Mason, I want a compliment that is of that level.
A 1 out of 10 compliment.
So if it's like one, like you're just insulting them. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Or it's like backhanded, but mostly the back of the hand.
Right, yeah. Right. It's only in the format of a compliment. Yeah, everything else is terrible. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Do you want
one
more
for each? Yeah, two each.
I love how fucking ugly you are. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Your unibrow is so strong.
I love how much of an inspiration you are to the ugly community.
Oh. You're just yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Danny, let's go music genre.
Ooh, okay.
And Mason, let's go corporation.
Okay. Right on. Okay, so mine are corporation and
that's pretty cool. I like corporation.
Compliment.
Yeah. Mine is color and musical genre.
Yes.
So my color, I'm gonna say navy blue.
Navy blue. That's a pretty strong color. Mm. I'm already feeling kind of like 7-8 vibes right now from navy blue.
Mason, do you have one of yours?
Yeah. My compliment is
yeah. You definitely thought about this first.
I actually hadn't thought of it. I'm going to make it up right now. My compliment is you're a very honest person.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I mean, that could be backhanded, though, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Yeah, I want to try and give Daniel less with our facial expressions and more with our answers. Yeah, okay.
All right. That's giving me a little bit more 6-7 vibes.
My music genre is going to be acoustic pop.
Wow, it all just seems very like middle of the line, slightly enjoyable, or it's like slightly good things. Acoustic pop. I feel like you're a pretty good fan of pop. I know you're a fan of pop. Acoustic pop sounds like it could be kind of aspects of the like singer-songwriter genre with pop. So I feel like that amalgamation is a pretty high number for you. But then you're very honest is just throwing me off right now.
Okay. All right, Mason, bring us home with corporation.
This is a tough one, but I'm going to go Costco.
Ooh.
Costco. Whoa, Costco's solid. I think all y'all's answers were solid. I don't believe that this world has sevens, so I'm going to go eight.
Let's go.
Eight is correct, Daniel. Good job.
Nice.
Oh, good job.
I tried to bring you a little bit back up because I know that, like, I, for example, really like acoustic pop.
Right.
And so I thought maybe that's like more of a nine.
I definitely you're very honest as genuine. And I was like, but it's very funny because as soon as you interpreted that, I was like, that makes a lot of sense to be like, I love how much of a dick you are to me.
You just say it how it is.
Definitely not how I meant
Costco
it.
Costco is a great 8 out of 10 answer, in my opinion. I think Costco is fantastic.
I love going to Costco. I also happen to know that they treat their workers pretty well and give them, they tend to give them higher pay and benefits than the competitors do.
I said navy blue because I feel like that's like a good, it's not amazing, but it's like a really solid color for a lot of, you know, brands
like
and
flashy,
schools. And Yeah. It's consistent. It's nice. Yeah.
All right. That leaves me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take my,
Daniel,
deafen
we can
myself.
Communicate via hand signs and then, I guess Mason's doing both.
Okay. I kind of picked last time. So like, what are you thinking? You want to go high, low? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, sure.
We're
going to go with a one. What's the number?
Oh, okay. Daniel like sensually whispered the number. All right, here we go, Mason. Oh, yeah, you're good. You're good. I didn't realize Mason was covering his ears, but you were doing it with your thumbs.
Yeah.
I thought you were only closing your eyes and just pretending.
No, I take it seriously.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
Okay. So, Danny, from you, I would like U.S. senators.
Oh, yes.
Present or past are
present
fine.
Present or past, future senators, or can I do they are senators from House of Representatives.
You can do House of Representatives, Congresspeople.
Congresspeople, yeah.
Daniel, I want breakfast foods.
Breakfast foods.
I've got two answers for mine now.
Okay. All right, Danny, as your second category, I would like styles of painting.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, I got mine.
And then, Daniel, from you, I would like objects you could replace your front door with.
Oh, okay.
I like that. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So, like, my thought there is, like, actually, I don't want to explain it just to see what you do with that. Okay. So, you got answers for me, friends?
Cool. All right. My senator or congressman or woman is Matt Gaetz.
we're in the basement right now. Because he's also like a sex criminal.
I was also gonna say George Santos, but
Okay. For some reason
I think Matt Gaetz is a little more
accurate.
We
gotta be in the one region. Daniel. Right. Okay.
Matt Gaetz is my first answer.
So for me, it's breakfast food first, right?
Yes.
So this number breakfast food, let's go. No, we're gonna go tone it. We'll go like dehydrated eggs.
like you're eating the powdered eggs, but with none of the water.
No. Like they're still prepared, but they're originally dehydrated. So you just have to like add water and.
I picture with dehydrated eggs. I usually picture like those. Like cheap hotels you stay at that are like, we have a free hot breakfast. You're like, that sounds awesome. Yeah. And then they give you that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And like,
how disappointed are you? Yeah. Okay. Style of painting. I'm going to go with babies shitting and slamming on the wall.
It's when your baby shits in their hand and then smears it on the wall.
Great. That's my,
And to bring it all home, thing to replace
your front door with.
We're going to go with barbed wire.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got to be a one.
Yep, that's a one. That's
really funny.
I thought it'd be funny to end on a one. Not even a two, but
just
a one.
Barbed wire. People see into your house. There is no door at all.
Yeah.
And if you brush up against it, you just get tetanus.
Right. No one can come in, but everyone can see you. That's a good one answer. All the things the front door does, the opposite.
Do you like my Matt Gaetz for a one?
I did, yes. Yeah.
I thought really, George Santos is like kind of weirdly, like he's a one, but he's more of a two than Matt Gaetz is, I guess.
I think people who share my politics, which tend to be pretty progressive, I think weirdly some of us are feeling like he's having a bit of an iconic moment.
George Santos?
Because he dug his way to the other side of like, he's such an egregious like fucking... Yeah. Like cynical liar with no personal integrity, but I feel like there's part of us that are like, he's kind of a toxic queen though, you know, like like the same way we like Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Oh
like,
my gosh,
you know how some people were like we stan Cersei.
Oh yeah,
but like kind of ironically, but like when she blew up the Sept, everyone was like, oh my god,
yes,
go work. Off I guess.
What was the other? Oh yeah, just baby shit stain smears on the
yes
on the
that's
wall.
Not a very good painting.
I can't think of like an actual, I don't have a 1 out of 10 form of painting. Like, but yeah, that is wavelengths, and that's also the end of the New Year's episode.
Yeah, have a happy New Year, everybody.
Go move into 2024 with
joy.
Yeah, with joy. Yeah,
what were you gonna say, Danny?
I was gonna say with a bit of a stiffy. Anyway,
yeah, move into 2024 a little bit horny. Not a lot,
a little bit hornier than last
little,
year
a little
yeah,
bit
yeah.
horny and let that carry over for the entire year. Just be a little bit horny all year, everybody.
All year, all yeah year. All right, Daniel, what do you have to say?
Oh, well, first I want to say I want to hear y'all's in the comments and posts.
Oh, yeah,
and shout outs or whatever,
Q&A on
DMs.
Spotify.
Give us your resolutions.
Right.
One that's serious as well as one that's silly, like that'll never happen. Or
yeah, one that's not going to fucking happen.
And other than that, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Kissy, kissy.
All year long, baby.
Bye.
Bye.